Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
And thank you, Drew, once again for that wonderful intro. Hey, it's good to see everybody here. I'm glad you're here to listen to the podcast again. My name is Anonymous, and today's podcast, this is going to be the first of two podcasts I'm going to present to you about color identification apps. And basically, I'm going to break this down into two podcasts, discussing about two different apps that I recommend myself on a personal base. And I have recently looked at seven different color identification apps, tried them all out, did some very vigorous trials with it, with all sorts of varieties of different things, and trying to determine which I thought was the best. So I'm going to present those two apps to you. Now, of course, in this first app, I'm going to introduce you in this podcast, and the second app, you'll just have to wait until that second podcast comes out for a color identification part two. All right, well, let's just dive right into color identification apps. I need to put this out there, just let everybody know, so we can have an understanding. Color identification apps is, as it states, is an app that allows us to be able to identify color by using our devices. And basically, what I found is, really, I come down with two apps for these reasons. One, I got the first one, which I'm going to discuss today, is more of a detailed color identification. So what I mean by that, it gives a lot more details, a lot more shadings. If you really want to get into the in-depth of the colors itself with all the different variation of colors, then this app is for you. The second app I have chose is primarily not as detailed. It doesn't get in-depth with the colors. For a lot of reasons, this could be a little easier to use and understand. So, in given that, I just want to give you two different perspectives on personal flavors of identification apps. So, you know, once you listen to both of the podcasts, you know, it really comes down to personal preferences and what you're looking for and what you're going to be using it for. I also want to make this very clear is that identifying colors on these particular apps are never 100% accurate. It's just not possible. But I can show you in a technique that I use that gets it pretty darn near darn perfect, about 90% accuracy myself. And this is because for a lot of reasons. We have all sorts of different lightings. And believe it or not, the different lightings will make a huge difference on the color identification. We have overhead lights that use incandescent bulbs. We have fluorescence light, we have sunlight, and then on top of that, we got shading issues. So if you have a curtain pulled up, or if your phone or your device is hovering above where it's being shaded from the direct source of light, or if the light is too bright, you're going to get different results. So that's the unfortunate part about the color identification. I am going to put this out, and I'm only saying this for myself. This is not for anybody else, but just to keep a note that in my personal testing and playing with, I really don't see color identification being real accurate on the 3GS at all. So if you want a much more accurate color identification, then I would just only highly suggest for the iPhone 4 and the iPhone 4S because of the reason of the flash that are built in with the phone itself. And that is primarily what I have to say. All right, so with the first app, the Grand Poombah winner of the most detailed and gives a lot more shading information and in-depth color And I believe this is the Cadillac of all color identification when it comes to details. It is called ColorVisor. ColorVisor is a paid app which can be found in the App Store itself. So without further ado, let's go ahead and just dive into the ColorVisor. And when I say it is a Cadillac, you'll see what I mean. It has a lot of feature punched into one little single app. So, all right, I'm going to bring my device up here, folks.
409. Slide to unlock. Apple II folder. 12 app. ColorVisor.
And there's my ColorVisor. I'm going to double tap on ColorVisor. The first thing to note when it boots up, it's going to be in real-time scanning.
ColorVisor. Camera preview. Dark gray.
It is trying to identify the color at this point. And pretty much what you're going to see on the screen is the top half of the screen is going to be a camera view for visually people that can see things that to have their camera identify onto a color. So right now it keeps trying to detect a color for us. But the thing we're going to focus on first are the three tabs located at the bottom. The first button on the very bottom left.
Selected. Color skip brown. Dark gray.
Sorry here.
Selected. Color scanner.
It's a color scanner.
Photo scanner. Tab. 2 of 3.
Photo scanner is the second of the third.
Color brown. Dark gray.
I'm going to go ahead.
Photo scanner. Tab. 2 of 3.
Get out of the real scan mode here by selecting on the middle button here on the.
Selected. Photo scanner. Tab.
The photo scanner.
Color table. Tab. 3 of 3.
And the color table is the far bottom right button of this app itself. There is a lot of features within this app. I'm just going to basically just go over the basic things. I'm not going to do all the details that you can do with it. There's a lot of potential into this, but I will explain myself as we get into that portion of it. But for right now, what I want to do is I'm going to pull out something that I want to identify the colors on. And I'm going to go ahead and select back on the bottom left.
Color scanner tab.
It's my color scanner area. And I'll bring this device up here to my microphone so we can all hear this together. All right. As I was saying, the top half of the screen is the actual
scan focus. Dark gray
is the actual images itself.
Info button.
There's the info button as I swipe to the right. So anytime that you need help in going to understanding what all the buttons do, you can go into the info. They do a primarily good job in detailing what all the buttons do. However, I still would like to see more details how to improve on things and give some examples how to do a variety of things, but that's the only thing it's lacking. Other than that, the info is very informative what the buttons do, but I would still like to have some examples how to use the color table. Is the biggest area that I have some issues with. I'm going to swipe to the right.
RGB 32925 button.
All right. Here comes the big bang of this really cool thing about the RGB. The colors itself has millions and millions and millions of colors variations. And the spectrum is so huge that what we do in the world outside is that to identify the exact color, we go by RGB and CMYK values. And these are values that you can use in a variety of different ways, in commercially, professionally, and even stores. Like if you were to get a paint from your local hardware store, you can tell them the RGB or CMYK, and they can make that color identical to what you want. So with ColorVisor, this is something I have not seen in a lot of these color identification apps, and I thought this was really cool. So if you're really a hardcore mania about a particular color, it will be able to
scan focus dark red info button RGB 39.
It will be able to give
button.
You the RGB color
CMYK 0
and the CMYK value
button.
As well.
Fire button.
When I keep swiping to the right, there is a fire button. right now we're in a real scan mode, and so as I move the camera around, it will keep trying to identify the color that we are looking at. And this can be real beneficial for a number of reasons. If you are looking at something that's more of a solid color, you can use this, or you can use the fire button. And the fire button allows you to take a picture of the item that you want to store in your photo roll, or your camera roll, per se, for later identification. If you want to bring up at a store or something, you want to show them the color, and you'd be able to tell them the RGB color for it, et cetera. There's a lot of reasons, but my point is that you got two ways of identifying colors, and that is you can either fire, which means take a picture, or you can just keep moving the camera around for the real-time coloring identification. If it's a solid color, obviously it'd be easy, and I highly recommend using the real-time scanning for if you have a shirt that has pinstripes or checkered colors. I highly recommend the real-time scanning, so that way as you move across the fabric or the item, it will be able to identify the variation of colors as you're going through it very slowly. If you use the fire button, or if the app itself is only camera-based, you're not going to be able to it's not going to help you very much in the variations of those colors, okay? Unless it's a solid colors. So that is the fire button.
Automatic white balance off button.
There is a white balance button.
The automatic white balance on.
Which I never used myself. They say that in some lighting situation this works best. But for myself, I have not been able to find a situation where I would ever use the white balance myself. However, this is yet another wow factor in this Cadillac version of the color identification. To the right of this,
torch off button.
This is the torch button.
Turns the torch on.
This turns the torch on. For those that are not familiar with torch, torch is the light LED on the back of the devices such as your iPhone 4 and 4S. They have these flash in the back, so you can force the flash to come on. So, and this is what I'm going to recommend to everybody in using, and we will get to that in a moment. When I swipe to the right again,
back camera button.
This allows you to change the camera facing, so if you want to use the back or the front, and of course I always recommend the back, so the back camera is set on. Swipe to the right again.
Scan color, dark gray button.
Right now, it's seeing dark gray, so it tells me the color, and then I swipe to the right again.
Selected. Color scanner. Tab. 1 of 3.
And then I'm back to my color scanner tab. Alright, let's go ahead and do some samples of colors here.
Scanned color. Back camera. Button. Torch. Off. Button.
The first recommendation I'm going to tell you on everything is to put your fabric or your garment or the particular item that you want to identify the color. The best results I can find each and every single time is actually put the phone device flat on the ground on the garment itself, just flat on it. The help section will say you can hover around 10 to 15 centimeters. Yes, you could do that, but again, with so many lightings and shadings and variation, I just don't find the accuracy that great. So to get that high accuracy rate, just place the phone directly flat and leave the torch on. So I got three items here. We're going to try to see what color these are, and I will explain. And again, this is going to go into details of all the different kind of shadings. So if you're into shadings, this is absolutely the best. Let's go ahead and turn on the torch.
So white. Misty rose. Pink. Russet.
Okay, it goes kind of hesitate, and it keeps going through the different variations, so you just got to be patient, and it's going to do that. And finally, it gets stuck with rustic, so which is great. That is the perfect color I would use for this.
Light rose. Dark russet. Russet.
See, you went right back to the rustic again. And that is exactly what this color is. It's rustic. So it is a red color, a little bit darker than a typical red. It's more of a rustic color. So when it comes to accuracy, and I had my wife verify this, and she said, yes, this is exactly what she would call this color. All right, let's try another one.
Medium steel blue. Pinky pink. Pink. White. Orange brown. White. Long green.
Okay, yeah.
Black.
All right, here
orange.
We go. Second item. I'm going to put it right
brown.
On there.
Orange brown.
The final color is orange brown. That is correct. This is orange. It's not orange. It's just a little bit, a shade darker than orange. And that is exactly what this is. So this is exactly right.
Black.
And I got one more.
Dark gray. White. Early spring green. Long green.
So as it gives you the variation, see, what I like about it is that it keeps changing the color. So it gave me all sorts of variation of green. So you know it's going to be green, but what kind of green is it? So it ends up being a long green. So when you have green, a long green can be a very luscious grass that is a little bit more of a darker green. It's not dark green, but yet it's not green. So it's right in between the two. So this is obviously green. And what I like about this real time is that, yeah, it gives me all sorts of different variations as I'm going around.
Dark green.
But I know it's green, though, because you kept hearing saying it says lime green, dark green, then it finally will come back to my long green. So those are the three colors that I was using to identify. So don't be turned off by it keeps talking, because it will finally stop talking. Now, if you are hovering above...
Selected. Scant color. Back camera. Selected. Torch. On.
Turn
torch.
The torch off. And I'm going to go ahead and hit...
Photo scanner. Tab. 2 of 3.
Okay.
Pastel brown.
And like I said, because it's real time and I'm moving around, that might annoy some people, but I find it very useful for myself, especially when I'm looking for a variation of colors. Now, anytime you want to fire, which takes a picture, or to load a picture, so the fire button is located in that first tab, the second tab.
Photo scanner. Tab. 2 of 3.
When you
photo
use
scanner.
The fire button and you fire away and you bring up the image itself, the image itself will be loaded right here on the first half of the
black.
Screen. And this example is black. I took a picture of something that was black.
Info button.
You got the info button that tells you again about the information about the help if you need help.
RGB 000 button.
It gives me the RGB of this particular color. Black, obviously, it will always be 000. White is 255, 255, 255.
CMYK, 00099 button.
Yeah, the CMYK. So we have a little bit variation to the black, so it's not a true black. This is how you can get real nitpicky. You can say, one of the hardest thing to identify is dark gray to black. There's so many different variations of black and gray that a lot of people may not be aware of. And so you can get real nitty-gritty. I can see in the RGB and say, well, that's not a true black because it's not 000. It's just a little bit off of a black. And so this is why I like this so much. So it will give me the variations of those.
Save button.
When
save the current photo to the photo library.
As she just said, you can save this photo to the library if you wish.
Load button. Loads a photo from the photo library.
And then you can load any previous picture that you have taken before with your camera or with this app itself and load it up. And you can point to where you want on the screen and it will tell you the RGB and the CMYK for that value.
Scant color. Black at horizontal 53%. Vertical 19%. Button.
So you hear that? That is another cool feature. Not only will it tell me the color, the black, but it will also tell me in what position was the item being taken. It will tell you the vertical and horizontal position, how you were holding that camera. I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure how that comes in play, but I have never seen anything like that again. And that pretty much sums up the
selected photo scanner tab.
The photo scanner. So that kind of gives you a little brief of that. Lastly, on this is the
color table tab.
Color table.
Selected.
Bring up the color table itself.
Edit button.
This is going to be a list of colors you have identified in the past and you want to change. Let me show you what the list looks like here first.
Color table, heading, add button.
You can add
info button. Info.
The info button gives you the information about the color table itself, what all the buttons and what to do with this.
Color scanner, tab, 1 of 3.
And then it goes back to the color table, or the color scanner. At any time, when you double tap on the colors, say
color scanner, tab,
let's go back
three.
To the color scanner.
Selected. Brown violet.
And you hear that
brown
violet.
CMYK, 0, scanned color, rosy brown, button.
You can click on this button, and that will take you right
color table, tab,
into the color table.
Color table, rosy brown.
And the reason you would use a color table is, I would never use it myself, but for some that might want to, if you disagree with a particular color, for example, the red I was showing you, it was rustic, so it's a little bit darker. If you don't like the word rustic, okay, you can go in, you can double select that button, and it takes you into the color table. And this, and from here, it gets pretty hairy, and I'm not going to, I'm going to be straight with you. It gets very difficult in this spot. You have the rustic. It gives you an area where you can insert your notes. So I said, I want this to be dark red. However, in order to be dark red and to be spoken the word dark red, is that you have to change your RGB color to the dark red. So you'll need some computer work and do some Googling on the RGB for dark red. So once you have entered this, from now on, when I ever scan a rustic, it will say dark red. However, as cool as that may sound, you need to remember there are millions and millions of colors. So just because it's rustic, just say I get to just a hair little different from rustic to a little darker, it's not going to be rustic anymore. So you have that to enter. So we're talking hundreds of colors just to make up the word dark red. So I would never use a color table myself. However, if you're a sighted person and this is important to you, then this is a great example why you would be able to use the color table itself. I hope I made some sense on that. It gets a little complicated. However, that's pretty much why I call this the Cadillac of all color identification. It does everything underneath the sun I could possibly ever do with this. And so that is why the winner of the real detailed color identification for a lot of shadings is Colorizer. It's a great app. It is, as you just noticed, one of the benefits I like about it is that I like the real-time scanning. I can see assorted of a lot of details and information. I like the RGB, the CMYK values. I like the ability to be able to take a picture, save it, bring it back up, and get my colors. And I like the ability that the torch is an item that I can turn on and off to get more accuracy out of the color identification app. So that, my friend, is Colorizer. It is very pricey, I think, for an app of this kind. However, for what it does and for what it brings, I think the value can be justified because of all the features that comes on it. So that is why I'm going to pick Colorizer. However, if you like what Colorizer does and you really don't want to spend the price, and if you don't need all the little features like that, you just want the color identifications and you like the extreme details, there is another app that is very, very, very comparable to this clear color visor when it comes to the shading. They both come up with the exact same colors, just color visor has a lot more features, so keep that in mind. The other one is called Colored Eyes, C-O-L-O-R-E-D-E-Y-E-S, Colored Eyes, and this is Color Vision. So, that is the winner of that. On my next podcast, I'm going to bring it into the color identification part 2, and we'll get into an app that is a lot more using the primary colors, not so much of the shading. So if you're not a big fan of a lot of these fancy words and a lot of identification, you just want to know, I just want to know what the basic color is. I have the answer for you and the best one for you. So stay tuned for that podcast. But in the meantime, the developer for Color Visor has stepped forward to AppleVis, and they have gracefully given us 2 promo codes to hand out to anybody that has any interest and love the feature, what they've seen and heard in this podcast about Color Visor. This is your day. I hope you are the 2 wonderful winners for that 2 promo codes. And this is how you go about doing it, okay? What I need you to do is bring up your email. And I need you to send an email to support@applevis.com. The email again is support@applevis.com. That email will go directly to a gentleman named David on AppleVis, and tell David that you heard this podcast and Anonymous says that you have a free promo code for me to use for my color visor. And he will give you those promo code to you. And if you are the lucky winner, congratulations to you. I hope you get to be the lucky winners to listen to this podcast first and get those 2 promo codes. Also, when the promo codes are up, I will have David post in the comment of the podcast on the AppleVis site to state that all the codes are given away. So, hurry up, get out there, and send it out to David. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope this was very useful to you. I'd love to hear your feedback and suggestions. If you disagree with me on this, I would love to hear about it and talk to you about it. Just leave it right there on the podcast, comment, and we can talk. And that would be great. So, until next time, I look for the color identification podcast number 2 real soon. Okay, guys? It was good talking with you all. I love doing this with you, and I hope you find my podcast as very useful to you as I do for myself, as I have fun in doing this for all of you. We couldn't have done this without any of you, so your participation has been wonderful. Thank you, guys. This is Anonymous, and I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at AppleVis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the AppleVis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the AppleVis team.